Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 12th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Shabberton ranks 53rd on Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in U.S., number one Maryland company. Shabberton Energy has been ranked number 53 on this year's Inc. 5000 list, marking its second consecutive year on the prestigious list. The renewable energy developer achieved profitability in its third year of operations and saw a 52x revenue growth from 2021 to 2024. Shabberton is the fastest-growing Maryland-based company on the list and the nation's second-highest-ranked energy company. CEO Stefano Ratti expressed pride in the team's ability to innovate and adapt to industry changes, addressing issues like rising energy demand and policy shifts. With over 140 sites across multiple states, Shabberton's projects aim to eliminate over 500,000 metric tons of carbon emissions annually. The company's top ranking in Maryland solidifies its position as a leader in the state's renewable energy sector.
Q&A with Murray Jenkins, Ancrum Moisen's newly appointed president and CEO. Murray Jenkins, president and CEO of Ancrum Moisen, leads a team focused on creating vibrant, enduring spaces in key sectors like housing, healthcare, and hospitality. With a commitment to sustainability and inclusivity, Murray aims to position the firm as future-ready by embracing innovation and expanding services. Ancrum Moisen's collaborative culture fosters mentorship and professional growth, especially crucial for young professionals navigating industry shifts. Murray emphasizes the importance of sustainable design, advocating for efficient processes and human-centered approaches. Looking ahead, he sees AI, demographic shifts, and housing affordability as key trends shaping architecture. His advice to emerging architects: stay curious, be a lifelong learner, and embrace change to make a lasting impact on the built environment.
Q&A with Ken McCarron, president of MBK Rental Living. Ken McCarron, president of MBK Rental Living, has over 30 years of experience in multifamily real estate. He is responsible for acquisition, development, operations, and disposition of all MBK communities. Mr. McCarron spent 15 years as SVP of Asset Management at Irvine Company Apartment Portfolio and 4 years at BRE. MBK Rental Living has more than 4,500 apartment homes in development across 14 communities in California, with two in Colorado. They prioritize creating communities with resident gathering spaces like fire pits and dog parks. MBK Rental Living differentiates itself by building communities both physically and figuratively. They offer amenities like group yoga classes, game nights, and holiday celebrations to enrich residents' lives. The company prioritizes environmentally and socially responsible communities with their With Our World program. Mr. McCarron advises those entering the industry to find experienced mentors and be passionate about creating homes for individuals and families to flourish.
EV sales skyrocket as U.S. tax credit window shrinks. Electric vehicle sales in the U.S. are booming as buyers rush to purchase BEVs before the federal tax credit expires. The tax credit, in place since 2008, has been crucial in supporting EV purchases and boosting the industry. Companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, are expected to benefit from the surge in sales. Green Car Stocks is a platform focused on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network for companies to reach their target markets effectively. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
Simulated Environment Concepts issues update and outlook. Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. has announced the completion of an 8-week trial involving 320 cattle with half provided structured water. the cattle receiving structured water showed a 7.9% increase in protein growth, reduced antibiotic usage, and minimal cattle loss. This breakthrough comes as the U.S. cattle population hits a 70-year low, leading to soaring beef prices. With cattle futures surging by 27% this year, SMEV is optimistic about structured water and other patented technologies that could revolutionize livestock production. The company is set to accelerate development and pursue a direct-to-consumer beef business model, with contracts expected to be finalized soon.
Experts caution that the environmental impact of renewable energy needs scrutiny, as renewables like solar and wind energy are increasingly utilized in the global energy mix. Experts are urging for a closer look at the potential environmental impacts of expanding green energy capacity. The concerns raised by researchers and organizations warrant serious attention, prompting clean energy industry players like PowerBank Corporation to reevaluate their supply chains. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides a communication network to reach various target markets and industries. By offering tailored corporate communications solutions, GES aims to enhance brand awareness and recognition for its clients in the green energy sector. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.